50 years ago, Massachusetts companies played a big role in the space race to land a person on the moon. President Trump now wants to chart a new course by creating a branch of the military solely focused on space.
You know, I was saying it the other day because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that.
The president is doing that through an executive order. The U.S. Air Force already has a space command, but work is now underway at the Pentagon to make a space force a reality. WBUR's Anindya and Wemeka spoke to local researchers about the debate over the space force and to businesses about what it might mean for Massachusetts.
The idea for a space force isn't new. It's been proposed in different ways for years. But when Trump proposed space force, it quickly became the butt of jokes for late-night TV hosts like Stephen Colbert.
Hello, citizens of Earth. And if this is a rerun from 2 years from now, hello to all our fighting boys in the asteroid belt. Go give the Astro Kaiser hell.
They seem to take particular issue with the name.
Space Force!
Laugh or not, many say Space Force is necessary to protect American assets in space, like the communications systems that help troops in Afghanistan, or the GPS that helps you get around. There's also concern over Russia and China threatening U.S. satellites. Rockford Weitz is a serial entrepreneur and the director of the Maritime Studies Program at Tufts Fletcher School. He sees Space Force as a smart organizational strategy, just like how the Air Force was created in 1947 to focus on air operations.
This is an opportunity to focus efforts and really take a long-term view of space operations. And the technology has evolved to the extent that it is an appropriate time to really consider creating a dedicated space force.
Right now, the military space operations mostly fall under the Air Force. The Trump plan would bring together space experts from across the armed forces to develop cutting-edge technologies. They would be led by a four-star general. Many are concerned these efforts would open the door to weaponization in space. Among them is Laura Grego, a senior scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
We don't have weapons orbiting in space. You know, Star Wars is fiction. We don't have soldiers. And we've restrained from targeting each other's satellites destructively on purpose.
Grego says there are useful, even essential, military operations in space, but they're dwarfed by commercial, civil, and scientific activity. And that, she says, is where the focus should be.
If we have extra money to spend, let's spend it on innovation. Let's spend it on providing services to human beings that make their lives better, rather than by shunting this money off to defense contractors and finding different ways to wage war.
Space is big business for companies in Massachusetts, though they tend to be tight-lipped about it. But some acknowledge that a space force could be really good for business. Aerospace giant Boeing, which is establishing a major research center in Kendall Square, sees Space Force as an opportunity. The company's CEO, Dennis Muhlenberg, discussed it on a recent earnings call.
I'm very encouraged by what I see as the administration leaning forward on investing in space. It's good for business. It creates growth opportunities for us. It's also a great way to develop STEM talent for the future.
Other companies say a space force may not change much. In a statement, Raytheon over in Waltham says its space business will continue to thrive no matter how the armed forces are structured. The sentiment is similar over at Draper, the Cambridge company that worked on guidance systems for the Apollo moon missions. Jennifer Jensen is the vice president of national security and space at Draper.
So it wouldn't be that much different from our perspective because we still protect the assets in space. We help them navigate places. We help communications. That would not change for us. There's still a growth. We're just as interested in as everybody else is how are they going to organize.
While efforts are underway to create a space force, it needs the approval of Congress to become a new branch of the military. Legislation to establish that space force branch is expected to be included in the Pentagon's budget proposal next year. Jensen says companies like Draper will be watching.
until money is moved into the Space Force and they actually, put out for contracts, then it really doesn't impact this side of it.
If the Space Force branch is established, tech companies and defense contractors in Massachusetts stand to make millions, if not billions, in new contracts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.